Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, today's Daf is Yivamis Mem Dalad, and we are holding at the Mishnah, Mem Gimel Mem Beis, which is four lines from the bottom. Arba Achim, you have four brothers, Nesu'in Arba Noshim, married to four women. Umesu, all four died. So you have four Yivamis awaiting Yibum. If the older brother wishes to do Yibam to all four Yivamis, it's up to him. This is the standard case of Yibam. A fellow married to two women, Rachel and Leah, nothing out of the ordinary. So his fellow died, Umeis. We have two Yivamis. Do we need twice Yibam? No. Once is enough. Because you're addressing the family, the household of your departed brother. Biyasa, oy chalitza, sa, shel achas mehen. Applying biya or chalitza to one of the two yevamis, pateres saras, exempts the other wife. Hoy sa achas kesher, va achas pesula. You have two yevamis from the same family. Rachel is perfectly suitable, likuhuna. Leah is unfit to marry a kohen. She was already previously divorced. So what do you do? Im haya chaylitz. If this brother will do chalitza, you know to whom? Chaylitz l'psula, let him do it to Leah, who in any case is already unfit for kohen. Why ruin another woman? So go be chaylitz to the psula. Im haya miyabim. But if he's about to do yibam, then he has a choice, it's up to him. It doesn't matter. Miyabim l'ksher, can do yibam even to the ksher. Asks the Gemara, Arbo Achen Sakha Daitach? Mishnah begins with Arbo Achen Nesu'in Arba Noshim Umesu. Four brothers, married to four women, and the brothers pass away. Well, if there are only four brothers in the family, there is no Yibam. Ela'ema Arbo Mei Achen. What you mean is four out of the rest of the bunch passed away. But of course, there are many more brothers who would like to do the Yibam. So you can do Yibam to all four at once. So Rishus Biyada Vishavki Le, do you mean that we allow him to marry four Nashim? How is he going to support four Nashim? But Tanya, listen to this price. V'kor lo Ziknei Iroi. So the Psukim speak about how the Bezdin discusses the options with the potential Yavam. They call him over. Hain, they themselves, personally sit down with him. As opposed to sending somebody a go-between, sit down, have a face-to-face discussion, and discuss the topic. V'dibre'elov. They tell him. What do they tell him? They give him good advice. Malamed, we learn from here. Shemasim loy etzei agenis. They provide him with good advice. Etzei agenis loy. Advice that's good for him. Shema yahu yelad. V'hizakena. The Yavam was a youngster. The Yavama, an older woman. Not a good match. Or Vahu Zakin, he's an older fellow, but he old and she's still young. Imre Lei Bezin advises him to do away with Yibam. Malacha Etzel Yalda, you're an older fellow, don't get involved with a young woman. Malacha Etzel Zakena, you're young, she's not within your age bracket. Don't get involved with a Zakena. Klach Etzel Shekem Moischa, match up with somebody in your age group. Val Tosim Ketata Beveisech, and don't introduce discontent and quarrel into your home. So clearly we take a very practical approach to Yibam. It's not always, only when it makes sense. So why do we allow this fellow to marry four Yivamis? How is he going to be mefarnes all four? Leitzricha de'efshali, apparently we're speaking that he has the ability to do so. He's a wealthy fellow. Yachi afilu tovanami, then why do we stop at four? Same would apply to five or to six. Why does the Mishnah mention Dafka four? Answers the Gemara, it's a teve kamashmo, and that's also good advice. Dalid in a tveloi. Stop with four, but not more than that. Why? Ki hechadinim taye oino b'chodesh. This way, the Isha will get her oino. She'll get the chance to spend time with her husband at least once a month. Explains Rashi. Eight lines from the top. Oyna b'chodesh. Why? Why does it come out once a month? Oina shall tamid chacham erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. V'zehu asher pirya yitem b'ita b'ksuvos. The Gemara learns that the concept of oina is all relative to a person's profession and how much time he spends at home. That's how much he has to provide for his wife. By a Talmud Chacham, it's once a week, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. So Mishnah is covering a case of a Talmud Chacham, and that's why we set this as a standard. This way, if it's four Yevamim, it's four women, each one will have her opportunity once a month. Now the kasha is, the whole point of Oina is to provide for the women's emotional needs. If it's once a week, then why would it make any difference if there is one woman or ten? And first we speak out, based on the Rambam, that yeah, typically it's once a week, but if he ends up marrying four, they know this is his ability. He's able to do once a week. He's a Talmud Chacham, busy all week, so it's once a week, it's Shabbos, and therefore it's Adat HaDahochi. They're entering this marriage with the mindset that it's going to be once a month. And apparently that's the maximum we try to stress. We allow him to stretch things, or we advise him to stretch things. So as long as it's only four women, allows him a reasonable amount of time with each one. Mishnah spoke about a fellow who passed away, leaving behind two Yevamis. Mishnah says, Yibam twice? No. Only to one, and that is Maitzi, the whole family. Same thing with Chalitza. Misha Yenose V'chul asks the Gemara why. V'neyabim v'tarvayu. Why not do Yibam to Rachel and Leah? A greater mitzvah. Pasuk speaks about this fellow who is unwilling to do Yibam, unwilling to rebuild his brother's bayis, his brother's home. Bayis in Lashon Chazal, in Lashon of Pasuk. Chipa ba'adoi ba'ad beise, the Gemara in Yuma Darshins, beise zo ishte. So bayis means a wife. Bayis echad hu boina. You rebuild one wife, one yevama. Ve'ein boinish ne'batem. You don't do it once and again. Ve'nachlitz utarvay. Okay, when it comes to chalitza, who's to say that you can't do chalitza to both yevamis? Rachel and Leah. Amakro. Amar marzucha. Bar tovi amakro. Once again, beis chalutza nal. The place where they do chalitza is called beis chalutza nal. And we darshan beis is the isha. Beis echadu chalitz. Ve'ein chalitz ne'batem. You do chalitza to one yevama, not to the other. Okay, so there's no double yibam or double chalitza. Why not one per yivam? Yibam to one, chalitza to the other. V'niyabim l'chada, do yibam to Rachel, v'nachlitz l'chada, and chalitza to Leah. Right? You can't repeat yibam or chalitza. But why not do yibam to one, chalitza to the other, and cover them both? Omar kra im l'yachbitz. If he's unwilling to do yibam, he does chalitza. We imply from here, we have a diuk, ha-chafet, yiyavim. If he's willing, he can do the yibum. What does this teach us about chalitza? It's an alternative to yibum. When yibum is applicable, the alternative is chalitza. Kala'il yibum, a case which is a potential yibum, oil l'chalitza can have chalitza. Kol she'ein oil yibum. But if there's no potential yibum, such as in this case, he already did Yibam to Rachel. He can no longer do Yibam to Leah. Ein oil chalitza, chalitza as well is not applicable. According to this pshat, it's minat Torah. Once Yibam is done to one Yivama, there's no point in adding Yibam to the other one. V'oid, another reason why not to do it, midrabanan. Shelo yemru, that people shouldn't say, bias, you have, here bias means like one family. A family consists of two Yivamas. Bayis miktsasoi banoi, umiktsasoi chalutz. You can do yibum to part of the household and chalitza to the other. V'yayim, let people say, no harm, what's the big deal? Well, it depends how he does it. Depends in what order. You can run into real severe complications. Why? Ede miyabim v'adar chalutz. True. If it's yibum to Rachel and then chalitza to Leah, hachinami. Okay, in this case, there isn't much harm done. Chalitza to Rachel was valid. Yibum to Rachel was valid, and likewise chalitza to Leah. But let's say eladilma chalitz v'hadar miyabim. If he starts with chalitza to Rachel, and then Yibum to Leah, that's a problem. V'kamle v'lo yivne, that's an isser. Because once he applied chalitza, he was unwilling to do yibum. We dash him from the pasuk that he no longer can do yibum. Lo yivne, you shouldn't be doing it anymore. Too late for yibum. And if he does yibum, you know what's happening? In effect, he's marrying an erva, an esher sah. So that explains why there is no yibum and chalitza applied in the same family. So again, yibum twice doesn't work. It's a pasuk. Chalitza twice, same thing. Yibum to one, chalitza to the other. Either it's based on a pasuk or gzera derabon. Asks the Gemara. So if you're telling me that when there are two yivamis, you cannot address them both. You address one, and that sort of exempts the other. Ve'ema. Let's suppose like this. Ki'iko chada, when there is one yivama in the family, tiskayim mitzvas yibam, then we should apply yibam. Because you can address the entire family. You're not ignoring anybody. Ki'iko tarti, but if you have two women, in which case you can't really address them both, as we explained, why tiskayim mitzvas yibam, perhaps skip yibam altogether. Yibam was not said in this case. Says the Gemara of Cain, if that would be true, I have a right that it's not so. You know why? Because if that would be the case, Tzoras Erva, the Asa Rachman Alamli. Remember, we had a whole sugi about Tzoras Erva. So you have two Yavamis. Rachel is a Erva to the Yavam, his daughter, and she has Leah, a contemporary, who is a Tzora of their Erva. We know from the whole sugi there that Tzoras Erva is Pata based on a Psukim. Why does the Torah have to tell you Tzoras Erva is Pata? In any case, if it's two Yavamis, there is no Yavam. If that's so, that if two yivamis fall, there's no chalitza, no yivam, tzaras erva mebay, is there any need to say, any need to tell us about a tzaras erva? It's not applicable. There are two yivamis, there's no mitzvah yivam at all. One second, alam alay, why not? Istrich, perhaps there is a need to speak about tzaras erva. So although in the conventional situation where you have two regular yivamis, perhaps there is no mitzvah, but here it's different. You know why? Sakadai dechamina. Perhaps I would say erva avroi kaimu. When you have Rachel, who's an erva to the yavam, and you have Leah, who's a non-erva, perhaps the erva is not counted. She's discounted from the scene. She's not part of the equation. She's not a yavama. In which case you're left with how many yavamis? Only one. But this yavam to Ras and don't yivam to the other woman. Kamash Malon, the Asira, that's why we need a pasuk that a tzaras erva is off limits. Okay, so that takes us back to the kasha. The kasha was, how do you know that when you have two proper yavamis, you apply mitzvah yivam? Perhaps yivam is only applicable when there's one yivam. When she's fully addressed, but if you have two yavamis, in which case you can't address them both, just skip the whole thing. Ela, we have a pasuk. Yivimtai, yivimtai, riba. Take a look at the pasukim. We have the word yivimtai twice in the same pasuk. Dvarim chaf hei zayin. The riba tells us that even in this case, when you have yavama and yavama alongside her, you are mekayim mitzvasim. How do you do it? To one, and that exempts the other. Mishnah says if one of the two yavamis were fit to marry a kohen, the other one wasn't, if you choose to do chalitza, which one do you do to? The one that's already pasul. Why? Be sensitive. So it's not really technically a yibum related concept. It actually is. What's the whole point of yibum? Be sensitive to your departed brother, look after his family. So it does relate to yibum. In any case, Amar of Yosef, this is a profound lesson in sensitivity. Kan Shana Rebbe, by telling us this halacha in the Mishnah, Rebbe in effect is teaching us good midos. Lo yishvech adam e boire, one should be careful, don't spill out drinkable water, v'acherim tzrichem lehem, which can be used by others, don't just waste things unnecessarily. If you're going to do chalitza in any case, do it to the one that's already pasul. Okay, so what did we learn today so far? Don't go for more than four yivamis. We learned that if there are two yivamis from the same family, you do yibum or chalitza to one, and that exempts the other. And we had a pasuk that, yeah, even in the case where you have two yivamis, in which case you can't really address them both fully, yibum is applicable. And Rebbe teaches us how to be sensitive to our fellow Jew. Says the Mishnah, Hamachza Gerushasai, if one remarries his Gerusha, Reuven was Megarish Rachel, she went ahead and married another fellow, let's call him Shimon, they got divorced, and she comes back and remarries Reuven, that's a lav. Lo yuchal bala rishon, in fact, the pasuk calls it Tayevahi, that's a lav. Vanoise chalutzasai, or a yavam did chalitza, and he goes and marries her. Once again, that's a lav. It says, lo yivne. Vanoise krevis chalutzasai. This appears to be midrabanan. Right, we had the sugi of Krevis Chalutza a couple of days ago, because a Chalutza perhaps appears like his wife, appears like his Gerusha, and therefore Chachamim applied an Isser with respect to marrying her relatives. So this fellow went ahead and did it. In all these cases, Yoitzi, he must separate, Vavlad Mamzer, Divi Rabbi Akiva, Kota Rabbi Akiva, a union, which is associated with a Lav, creates a Mamzer. The question is going to be, what about Krevis Chalutzase, which is L'chayra only Midrabanan, the Gemara will deal with it. So far, Rabbi Akiva tells us, a child born from a Chayav Lavin situation is a Mamz. That's actually one Shita. There are a couple of others that we're going to mention today. Some say only if it's a Chayav Krisis, if it's a union associated with Kuris, and some learn only Misas, Misa Bidei Shemaim, as we're going to see in the Gemara. No, ein avlad mamzer. In this case, where it's only echayovi lavin, marrying this isha generates lav. There's no mamzer generated from this union. Umaydim, of course, all agree. Benoise krevas gerushasoi shavlad mamzer. If he marries a relative of his gerusha, that's a karis minat Torah. Right? If he divorces Rachel and goes and marries Leah, her sister, that's a karis. And certainly there's a mamzer generated in that case. Let's go to Rashi, right in the middle of the Amud, halfway down the Amud. Mas nisn, machs grushas. Misha nisn. He remarries his grusha after she has remarried another fellow, or vahnoises chalutzasoi. He marries his chalutza. The kaima love belav. There's a love. There's shuv layivne. Or vahnoises is krevas chalutzasoi. He marries a relative of his chalutza. And the Gemara will ask on this. Lakamon, boilam de Gemara, hakroivas chalutzasai, lav deiraisi. That's not menatera. It's only the rabbanon. In all these cases, says Rabbi Akiva, there's a mamzer. Yoytzi vavlad mamzer. The sover Rabbi Akiva, yesh mamzer mechayav elav. All agree about kroivas grushasai. Certainly, that's a chorus that generates mamzer. You know why? The grushasai keishtai. A grusha is like a wife. She was formerly his wife. She's treated like his wife. In which case, the Issa Kroivoi still exists. Her mother, her sister, it's a curse. It generates imams. Asks the Gemara, V'savar v'kiva, anoyse kroivas chalutzasoi, v'lad mams. Let's focus on the third item in the Mishnah. We mentioned machzer grushasoi. Of course, that's a lav. Noyse chalutzasoi, that's a lav. But noyse kroivas chalutzasoi, why is that a lav? Why is there a mamzer? According to Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only the Rabbanon. Don't you remember? Rish Lakish told us Kan Shana Rebbe in that Mishnah. Rebbe teaches us that Achayz Gerusha Medivrei Torah, Ava Achayz Chalutza Medivrei Seifrim. A relative of one's Gerusha is Minat Torah, but not a relative of a Chalutza. It only appears like a Gerusha. That's only the Rabbanon. Let's modify the Mishnah, change the word. Instead of Kreves Chalutzasai, switch it to Kreves Grushasai. Oh, now we understand why it's a Mamzer. Because this is Minat Torah. Hachinami Mistavra, in fact, if we take a look at the Mishnah itself, it seems that this is the more probable solution to this question. That indeed we have to switch the case. Why? The Tani is safer. Take a look at the last part of the Mishnah. What we learn? Umaydim, all agree. Even the Chachamim, Benoise Krevas Grushasai. Indeed, if he marries a relative of his Gerusha, what happens? Shavlad Mamzer. Now, how does this come into the Mishnah? This is a flat out Chayavi Krisis. Of course, it's Pasha that there's a Mamzer. Now, Iyamas Bishloima Ayriba. It certainly makes sense that if this specific case has been discussed previously in the Mishnah, Hainu Diktani Umaydim. That explains why the Mishnah concludes by saying, well, you know what? In this case, which was a third case mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, well, in this case, actually, there's no machlekes whatsoever. Case 1 and 2, machlekes. But in the third case that we mentioned, I want to explain to you. This is agreed upon by all. So it makes sense that the Mishnah would refer back to it. Because we already discussed, we already mentioned it. Eli, Amrasli, Ari, but if this case of Krivas Girushase was never up for discussion in the Mishnah, was never mentioned. Why even refer to it? My umoidim. What do you mean they agree? They never discussed it. So the Gemara, no, maybe we never discussed it, but the Mishnah is trying to tell you something. Echidish. V'duma. Hakam Hashemalan. Mishnah is informing us. You should know if there's a curse involved in this interaction, a mamza is generated. Maybe that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Well, that's already been discussed later on. We have a special Mishnah designated for that topic. What constitutes a mamzer? Produced from what type of union? Kol share boss or any type of relative. Shubala yava, a relative, which involves lav, generates mamzer. That's his shita. Rabbi Shimon Hatimani Aimer. Rabbi Shimon from the town of Timna says no. Kol shechayov and olav kares b'dei shemayim vehalacha kedvarav. A mamzer is one generated by a kares relationship. So we already discussed that elsewhere. Why mention it again here? V'dema kasasim latana. Rabbi Shimon Hatimani. You know why we mention it over here? Because we're trying to generate a stab mishnah to indicate that that's the halacha, right? Tosis asks. Well, what do you mean? Over here, it's a stam mishnah, true. But later on, there's a machlekes, and we know that when a stam is followed by machlekes, we don't say halacha ke stam mishnah. Tesis says, true, but it still carries more weight. It indicates that the rabbim agreed with this concept and gives it more credence. So perhaps, we never discussed krevas gerushasa in the ration. No, not at all. We discussed krevas chalutzasa, which is problematic, because why is it allowed? That was a kasha. Why would the Mishnah conclude by referring to Krevas Gurushasa to teach you the halacha that the Vlad is mamzer? If that's the case, if that would be the reason in Cain, listening Shar Chayvei Krisis, the Mishnah would just give us another random case. The Mishnah would say, you know, Chayvei Krisis create a mamzer. Why are you focusing specifically on this case? Krevas Gurushasa Lamali. Oh. Must be Elashmamino Ayriba. It must be because we already mentioned it in the ratio. And that proves our point that we must revise the ratio instead of Krevas Chalutzasa, which is problematic. It's only Rabbanim. We switch it to Krevas Grishas. No, V'dom Olam Loy Ayriba. Perhaps we never made mention of this case. Why would it speak about it in the Sefer? You know why? On account of the cases that we did mention. We mentioned a similar case. It has similar properties to the cases mentioned in the Reisha. That's why we mentioned it. V'aydi detana machzor grishasai. Once we mentioned machzor grishasai, v'noisa chalutzasai, married a chalutza, u'krevas chalutzasai, right? Once we went through those three cases, tani nami, krevas grishasai. So in the Sefer, when we want to make that point that a chorus generates mamzer, which case do we pick? Something which is similar, which has similar elements to the cases mentioned in the Reisha. Krevas Grishasa is very similar to the cases in the Reisha. Okay, so bottom line is, we no longer have a raya that we're meant to change the Giras on the Reisha. And if that's so, if we leave the Giras intact, that's problematic. Why? Again, because the Reisha mentioned three cases. Three cases under the umbrella of Chayav Ilavin. Machzor Grishasa, that's Pashut. Noisei chalutzasei, that's pashut. But the third one, noisei krevas chalutzasei, why is that a lav? According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no lav there. That's only the Rabbanon. Here comes a great chiddush. Ella says the Gemara, let's introduce a new thing. Yes, it is a lav. Lefi Rabbi Kiva. Ella krevas chalutzasei, li Rabbi Kiva v'mamzer. In contrast to all the sugis we had until now, that krevas chalutzasa is milim de rabbanon, you should know that according to Bekiva, marrying a relative of one's chalutza is like a wife, just as the karev of the grusha is menatira, likewise, the karev of the chalutza, in fact, we leave the Mishnah intact, no yisei krevas chalutzasa, yoyti vavlad mamzer diver Bekiva. Why? Am Rav Chiba Abba Am Rav Yechon, hainu time de Rekiva. Rav Bekiva is coming from this pasuk, the Amakra base, chalutza no. A reference to the chalitza, to the yivama. We have a drasha, bias as the yivama. Hakosav kori beisoy. The Torah refers to the yivama who receives chalitza as your bias, equals wife. You interacted with her, there was some sort of bond there, some sort of connection. We treat her as your wife, in which case, her relatives are off limits as well, menatar. Okay, so far we learned that, according to Rabbi Kiva, Chayav Ilavin generate Mamzer, according to Rav Shimon Timani, that's how we paskin, only Karis. And we came out with a great chiddush that a kreva ascha utzasa, whereas according to the Rabbanon, is only the Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Deiris. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Shimon bar Rabbi, Hakol Moedim. You should know that all shitas agree. But Machsa Gurushasa, if one remarries his Gurusha after she had married somebody else, that's a lav. Shavlad Pogim Lekuhuna. The offspring is unsuitable for kuhuna, becomes disqualified from marrying a kohen. So if she's a daughter, pasul kuhuna. We treat her like a chalala. That's Rav Yosef's chiddush. Man hakoil moedim. All agree, right? All agree that when it comes to kahuna, that's a more sensitive topic. It's more delicate. So although there is no mamzer, but unfit for kahuna. Who is the hakoil moedim? All agree. Who? Shimon HaTemani, right? Even Shimon HaTemani, the Afagav, the Omar. Shimon HaTemani, Ein Mamzer Mechayav Ilavin. Even though Shimon holds that there is no Mamzer generated by a Lavin union, sure, not a Mamzer. Neither Mamzer Lehavi. It's not so severe. It doesn't generate a Mamzer, but Pagam Yahavi, but it generates a Pagam. It makes her unfit for Kuhuna. Why? Mekal V'chomer Me'almana. We'll derive it through a Kal V'chomer from Almana, as follows. Uma Almana L'Kohen Gadol. We know that an Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, despite the fact that it's really a very limited type of Isser. She'en Isuro Shava B'Koil. This is not a universal Isser. The concept of Almana L'Kohen Gadol is specific to Kohen Gadol. It doesn't apply to all other Yisraelim. Still, look at the consequence. But no pogum, a child from this type of union, is unfit for kahuna. So knowing that, let's go right. Zushi Sura Shava Bakoil, certainly a machsa gurushasai, that's a universal isser, applies to everybody in Klal Yisrael. Einoidin, isn't it certain, shibna pogum, that the child from this type of relationship will be pogum l'kahuna? So that's where he's coming from. Through a Kal V'chomer, from the halacha of Alman l'kohen gadol. Ikal l'mifrach, says the Gemara, we can actually differentiate. We can refute the Kal V'chomer. You can't connect. Mal almana, perhaps an almana is different. It's more severe. It's more consequential. Shekeini Yatzvam is chalalas. Look at the almana herself. She becomes affected by this type of relationship. We learn from a pasuk where she brings lo yichaleil zaray tu chilulim. It affects her and the child. So that's why it affects the child, because first she's affected, and that carries over to the child. As opposed to machse gurushasa, we don't find anywhere that it affects the Isha, that makes her pasul lakuna, so perhaps it stops, it doesn't affect the child as well. Right, another kasha. So that's kasha number one. Number two, look at the pasuk. When the pasuk describes the machzik or shasay, don't do it. Lo yuchal bala harishan, you can't retake her. In fact, it's hi tayeva. Tayeva hi, the pasuk says. She's considered a tayeva. What is the extra word he coming to tell us? It might, it limits the effect. She's abomination, but the children are not affected. Number three, Tanya. We seem to have a brisa which indicates otherwise, which indicates that a child from this type of relationship is not possible. One remarries a gerusha, he marries a chalutza. These are both chayav elavin. He marries a relative of his chalutza. Here comes a big machlekes between Rabbi Akiva, who treats a lav very severely. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein loy bo kedushin. Kedushin to this isha is totally invalid. Ve'ein atzricha menu get. If they want to separate, there's no need to have a get. There's no kedushin. Tehi psula, she becomes unfit. Uvlada pasa. Likewise, it carries over to her child as well. Ve'kayfin oyse lehoyti. They force him to separate. That's Rabbi Kiva. Ve'chachamim Omer, no. Yeish loy bo kedushin. Although it's not recommended, it's a law, but if he goes ahead with it, the kedushin is activated, is valid. In order to separate, a get is needed. The woman is still kosher. Uvlata kosher. Likewise, her child is kosher. End quote. That's the price. Let's analyze the price. So when the Chachamim say, the child of a machzor gerushasei, that's one of the three cases here, The child is kosher. Laman to whom? Lav lakuna. Let's assume she's able to marry a kohen. That's a kasha on our Gemara. Avlad machzor gerusha is not pagan b'kohen. Loi, that's not what he means. Lekol. Child is kosher, sure, can marry Yisrael, but not a kohen. Yachi. If that's how you were translating, you're defining the word kosher to Yisrael. So when the Chachamim say hikshira, the woman is kosher as well. Leman, to whom? Whom can she marry? Ilei melekoil, she's allowed to marry any Yisrael who's a non-kohen. Pshita, of course. Why would I think that this engagement, this union, disqualifies her from marrying Yisrael? Mishum de zanya, just because she was involved in nus, if sula lekoil, it makes her unfit to marry Yisrael. There's no notion. There's no halamina like that. Oh. Ela lav lekohuna. Apparently, when the Chachamim say an isha involved in this type of interaction is kosher, it means to the point that she can marry a kohen. So you're defining the word kshera as per kohuna, right? Oh. Now the Chachamim say she's kosher, which means the kohuna, and the child is kosher as well. Let's assume that the price is you're using a mirror language, right? Matching language. Umadihi lekohuna. She's kasher lekuna, vlada nami lekuna. Likewise, her child, who is kasher, what does kasher mean? Lekuna. That's totally inconsistent with Rav Yosef, who says that vlad machzor grusha is pasul lekuna. Midi area. How do you compare hakadisa? Perhaps we can split the two. We don't have to translate both terms the same way. Hikshera can mean Lekuhuna. She's even kasher to marry a kohen. V'hakadisa. And Vlada kasher will define differently. She's kasher to marry a Yisrael, but she's still pasul lekuhuna. Hachinami is stubborn. In fact, this seems to be the correct approach in the Braisa. Let's go back to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, she's pasul and the child is pasul. Tani resha. He psula, Vlada pasul. Let's analyze these words. What does he psula mean? The woman is pasul. Laman. Whom can't she marry? Ilei melekol. She can't even marry Yisrael because she was involved in this nus. Really? Mishum dezanya, just because an isha is involved in this nus. Ifsula lekol, she can no longer marry Yisrael? Of course not. Elolav lekohuna. Apparently. When we say ipsula, it means she can't marry a kain. Uvlad apostle. Let's move on. Child is apostle. What does apostle mean? Leman. Whom can she marry? How are you going to define the word apostle? Ilei melekohuna means she can't marry a kohen. It's a limited psul, right? You want it to match the term used by the mother, which was established as meaning pasul lekohuna. So when we say vlad is pasul, it means only lekohuna, which would imply that she can marry a regular Yisrael. That's incorrect. Halakol kasher. Ha'amr Rebekiva. Rebekiva himself tells us, ha'vlad mamzer. A child born from this type of union is a mamzer. Oh, elopshita lekol. So you have to redefine the word. Vlad apostle means she's a mamzer. Can't marry any Yisrael. That's by the child. And when we say hipsula, the mother's apostle, it just means she can't marry a kohen. Znus doesn't affect her ability to marry Yisrael. So basically you're splitting the definition. You're splitting the meaning. Here it means kohen, here it means Yisrael. Umadereisha, and just like in the first part of the Braisa, one Rabbi Kiva tells us, she is pasul, just means lekuna. And the child pasul means even to marry Yisrael. Hakadisa, vahakadisa, each word has a different meaning. Sefer Nami, likewise in the Sefer, when the Chacham tell us. No, they're both kasher. She is kasher. And she is kasher, it can carry two different types of meanings. Hakadisa, when we say mother is kasher, it can mean even to marry a kohen. Vahakadisa can mean, well, the child is kasher to marry Yisrael. She's not a mamzer, but she can still be unfit lekuhuna. And therefore, it will not necessarily pose a kasha on Rav Yosef, who indeed tells us a child born from this type of experience, a child of a machzor grishasa, is pasul lekuhuna. So we thought we had a kasha on our brain, so we answered it. So we had three kashas, right? We started with the Kal v'chomer from the Almana. That seems to be the raya, the source, the support for this halacha. And we sort of knocked it off. We had a kasha on that Kal v'chomer because an almana is different. She gets affected as opposed to here, she doesn't get affected. Okay, that was number one. Number two was the pasuk, hi tayeva. which indicates that it's a limited type of effect. It doesn't affect the children. And thirdly, the brice. So let's work our way back up. We answer the brice. Let's go back to the pasuk now. V'hitayeva nami. Regarding the question from Hitayeva, we can answer as follows. Hitayeva ve'en tzarasa tayeva. Sure, it's a limited consequence. It only affects the grusha herself who is retaken. It doesn't affect whom else. It affects the child, but not the tzara. So a tzara of a machzor grushasai is royally yibum. Suppose Reuven retook his divorcee, Rachel, also had another wife on the side, Leah. He passed away. And now Shimon is faced with Rachel, who's a machzor grushasai, and Leah. Perhaps the pasuk is telling you it doesn't affect Leah. She goes liyibum. Aval b'nei ta'evin. Who's to say the children aren't affected? Perhaps Rachel's children are unfit lakuna. Okay, there goes the second kasha. Let's work our way back up to the first kasha, which was, how can you learn a kavachimer from almana? Again, the kavachimer was almana l'kayin gadol. It's a limited isser only pertaining to kayin gadol. It's not a universal isser. Still, that type of union affects the child that makes him pagam kuhuna. Right? Makes the bas pasal kuhuna. Certainly a machzor grushasai, which is a universal concept, will affect the child. The response was no. Perhaps the almana affects the child because it affects the almana as well. Ela almana kasha. Mal almana shekeini atzma mischalalas. Sure, the almana carries over to the child because she herself is affected as well. And that can't be compared to machzor grushasai, which doesn't affect the isha herself. That's a strong kasha for which we have no solution. So we're compelled to change the halacha. Change the version of the halacha. Eli itmar hachi itmar. Rather, let's revise the quote. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Shimon bar Rabbi. Hakol moedim. All agree in the following case. Veba al chayavi krisus shavlat pakim. We're no longer speaking about a child of a machzor grushasai. No, we're speaking about a child of a kares relationship. So although perhaps he's not a mamzer, according to some shittas, but the child is affected to the point that she's unfit to marry a kohen. Mana kol moedim, when you say all agree, who's that? Rabbi Yeshua, even Rabbi Yeshua. Ah, forgot the Omar, Rabbi Yeshua, ain't mamzer mechayev krisus. Rabbi Yeshua holds that a kares union does not create a mamzer, only a Mrs. Bezen. True, need the mamzer lehavi. True, it doesn't create a mamzer, but pogam yahavi. It is pagim that child. The child can no longer marry a kohen. Mikavachaymer mi almana. This can be learned from almana, and this kavachaymer will work. Let's see. Uma almana l'kohen gadol. She'ein isura shava b'koil. If the isur of almana l'kohen gadol, which is not a universal isur, still, what does it do to the child? B'na'a pagim. It carries over to the child. Zu she isura shava b'koil. A typical chayvik krisus, which is universal, applicable to all in Klal Yisrael. Ainu din, certainly it has the same effect, b'na'a pagim. It affects a child. Oh. So what are you going to ask me? The same as before. V'chi tema, perhaps you'll say, mala almana. You can't compare to almana. Shekeini atzma mischalalas. Look, the woman herself gets affected, as we learned from Rashi. Lo yichalel zaro, it affects the child and the woman, the almana, who becomes unfit to further marry a kohen. What about by us? Yeah, says the Gemara, sure, hachanami here as well. By the chayev krisus, you should know that kivan shebala, once he interacts with a chayev krisus, asa zoina. She's now labeled a zoina and unfit to marry a kohen. So certainly, it matches, it parallels the halach of the almana. In both cases, the woman involved was affected. Likewise, the child becomes a problem. So, what did we learn today? We started with the Mishnah discussing 40 yevamis. The Gemara tells us that's the maximum allowed or recommended. If you have two yevamis, you only do yibum or chalitza to one of them. The other one becomes pater. This is either based on psukim or we have a gzera element as well. Be considerate. Do chalitza to the psula, who is in any case unfit for kahuna. What constitutes a mamzer? A child born from either a chayev elavin, chayev krisus, or Mrs. Bezen union, depending on the shittas. We learned that a child born from a chayev krisus would be pasul kahuna, regardless of your shita, with reference to mamzer. And we also focused on Kreva's Chalutzasa, which according to Shittas Chachamim is only Midrabbana. She appears like a Grusha. But we were Machalish today that according to Rebbe Akiva, it's Minat Torah based on a Pasuk. Beis Chalutzanal HaKosov Korei Beis, even a Chalutza is considered to some extent like his bias, like his wife. All the best to you and always Hatzlacha.